Thanks for waking up with WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Let's launch into a new week. Same good producer, Mr. Fabulous himself, Rob Setter, is on the other side of the glass. So we always appreciate his help and hard work. We are running just a tiny bit behind today, and I do that intentionally because it's the only time I ever get to allow a doctor to wait for me. So that's supposed to be a doctor joke. Please laugh on my behalf at least, sir.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Dr. Stanley Martin's back on the line. Ace Geisinger's director of infectious diseases, but he's been on the radio a number of times this year, so we really appreciate his help and hard work and checking in and keeping us informed. When we last spoke, you did talk at great length about the importance of wearing masks and indicated that really the science was pretty clear that it prevented other people from enjoying some of our germs or droplets, to use your phrase. But let's look at that again. Since then, the CDC kind of stepped up the remark and said not only that, but masks are a little bit more protective of us than we really thought. Tell us about the latest findings on this, the fact that masks do provide a certain amount of protection for us also.
Sure. You know, we've always been aware that the masks can help in certain settings, like the healthcare setting, where in a clinic or a hospital, it can help prevent people from getting infections, including the nurses and the doctors and everybody who's helping to take care of patients. It was never clear prior to this year that it would actually help in the community, right? So what works in a hospital ward, does that work if you're just walking down the aisle in the grocery store? And we knew that by wearing a mask, you could prevent droplets from that person being transmitted potentially to others. But it seems like it does almost just as good a job as preventing infection for you as well. So there is a double value there. This is, you know, extra bang for your buck, right? If you wear a mask, you're not just protecting other people, but you are, in fact, protecting yourself too.
Now, is there some way for you to know which masks are best? We still can't get an N95 in the general public. That's a tough order. But for various types of cloth masks, of course, you can buy they sort of look like a surgical mask. They're readily available now. Tell us, how can you know if your mask is protective?
Yeah, it depends on the setting, right? It depends on what you're doing. We don't really need an N95 mask in the public setting. That's something that you need if you're up close, personal, helping to care for a patient where they may be generating what we call aerosols from their respiratory tract. Those are much more contagious and easily spread. But again, the scenario where you're walking down the aisle in the grocery store, the hardware store, the cloth mask is probably more than sufficient in most settings.
All right, so that's something we can stand by. And, of course, you do see the surgical look. They look surgical-type masks that you certainly can buy around here. All right, so enough about the masks. And let's move on to the holidays. Is there a sort of a preamble that you're talking about now when it comes to the fact that really being social is the whole point of the holidays, but we have to be very careful?
We do, and this is a challenge for everybody. You know, this is a special time of year. I mean, my own family likes to get together with sometimes as many as 30 or more people in a single house to celebrate, and that's something that we simply cannot do this year. It's going to put too many people at risk, and these kinds of gatherings can serve as a setting for outbreaks. They have served as a setting for outbreaks throughout our state. And they will be certainly a problem this year as well. The CDC, and I will just tell you myself as well, would recommend to you that you spend Thanksgiving with those who live in your house. If they don't live in your house, you probably should not be spending Thanksgiving with them.
All right, so that's the first element of a primer. If folks say, well, I have to see somebody or I will see somebody, is there sort of a sequence they can go through? I've heard of some people getting voluntary tests that they generally have to pay for, incidentally, but is there a sequence that you can follow if you do wish to see some relatives?
Well, first off, be aware of the travel advisory that's put out by the Department of Health last week that if you travel out of state and you're coming back into state, you need a negative test or you need to be quarantining yourself for 14 days. Be aware of how you're feeling, right? If you feel a little bit under the weather, you definitely need to stay at home, because although maybe you might normally think it's just a cold, and maybe it is, but it could also be COVID. And that's a problem, particularly for those who may be very susceptible to getting very sick from this infection. If you are going to be around others during Thanksgiving, please, please, please wear a mask. That is clearly the most important and effective thing that you can do to help prevent infection. Also, just be mindful of distancing, right? When it comes time to sit down to eat, you know, instead of sitting elbow to elbow, try to maintain that 6 foot distance, that 6 foot social distance that we know can help prevent cut down on the spread of infection as well. A lot of other little things that you can do, try not to share utensils, right? Try not to share silverware and glasses and plates, trying to make sure you're doing regular hand hygiene, cleaning your hands, using hand sanitizer, and minimizing any direct contact with those around you.
What's happening in our communities? Where are folks getting it? We see in some of the numbers from the state, it's not prisons or long-term care facilities, but the numbers are ticking up. So where are folks getting it? What's happening in our communities?
It is everywhere at this point. We have had something like 42, 43,000 cases in Pennsylvania in the last week alone. It is throughout our communities. It is everywhere. There is no place where you cannot necessarily find it. It is through all counties in the Commonwealth. And although some counties kind of spike here and there, and that tends to fluctuate from week to week, it's clear that it is just everywhere at this point.
All right, so you can't say it's restaurants or houses of worship or certainly not schools. I mean, thousands of hours of successful schooling has taken place with no spread and nobody getting COVID-19. So you just can't pin it down to us, you know, like there's something somebody's doing that's causing it.
All of those places are certainly high-risk scenarios, right? Being in a restaurant, being inside in a closed space, particularly when ventilation is poor, is definitely a risk, and places like church or restaurants can definitely be an unfortunate place for outbreaks to happen. And schools can be a problem, and we certainly have had infection spread in schools as well. Fortunately, kids just tolerate this infection much better than us adults, right? But the concern is the kids come home and, of course, they give it to the adults.
What is it about the winter months, and how can we mitigate that? Of course, we're in close quarters, indoors much more, so that's the sort of the plain thing. But what can we do to mitigate the fact that you know, the winter months are here, and we want to avoid really spreading any germs, but certainly COVID-19?
Yeah, the ventilation is the issue, right? When you're indoors and you're in a closed space, that means people aren't minding the social distancing as much. They're certainly not wearing masks as much. And of course, with the ventilation, we have a way for the virus to potentially stay in the atmosphere, in the air around us for potentially longer periods of time. And, you know, this is Pennsylvania and it's November, and being outside can sometimes be a bit of a challenge. But if you are around others, if you can do it outside, then it is and tends to be a much safer place.
All right. Is there, I'm going to wrap this up here now. Is there anything in particular, any reflections or advice or important information we didn't ask you that really this is a great opportunity for you to talk about?
Sure. I'll point out two things, okay? The first is, of course, please, please get your flu shot. And I know we've been talking about COVID and not flu, but this is the season, right? And we know flu is going to be coming pretty soon enough. And every year, flu kills something like 30 to 50,000 Americans. And flu is highly indistinguishable from COVID. I mean, you cannot tell them apart. And it's possible you could even get both infections. And we can prevent the flu with a very safe and effective tool called the flu shot. So please make sure you do that. And then the second thing I would remind you is that as much as the holidays are a time of celebration and wanting to be with family, we have a very serious problem on our hands in our state and in our country, and pretending like it doesn't exist is not going to solve the problem. This is the time when we really do want to take care of each other, and the best way we can do that is through things like wearing the mask, making sure you're distancing yourself. That way you can help stymie the spread and help make sure that other people can enjoy holidays in the future to come.
Amen. Well, I didn't even know there was a phrase called hand hygiene till we invented or just started this discussion with you. But we've been talking about that for months, too. Thank you so much, Dr. Martin. Always appreciated your super help this year. Please have a great Thanksgiving, and we will talk to you again.
You as well. Take care and be safe, everybody.
Thank you so much. Dr. Stanley Martin, Director of Infectious Diseases at Geisinger. And we thank Joe Stender, who's one of the outreach specialists at Geisinger, for making sure that we got that connection made. So we always appreciate that. Of course, nobody gets on WDKOK Sunrise but through our fabulous producer, Rob Center.